This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. Congressman Greg Stube of Florida and Thomas Massie of Kentucky are co-sponsoring a bill to abolish the U.S. Agency for International Development and its rampant money laundering. This overdue proposal comes as USAID recently was absorbed as a branch of the State Department. USAID has more than 14,000 staffers worldwide, but the State Department reports only 294 are rated essential. Current data, based on 2023 spending, ties USAID to management of $40 billion across 130 countries. USAID funds totaling $174 million flowed to Biden-era transgender ideology initiatives, flowed to pay for subscriptions to Politico's biased digital reporting, $8 million worth of free reading for the deep staters, to assure gender sensitivity toward migrants at the Venezuelan border, to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia's workplaces. Serbia. Some abuses of USAID exact a human toll. Dollars into the hundreds of millions have flowed into Afghanistan to support poppy crops and heroin production. President Trump ordered thousands of USAID staffers placed on administrative leave. He is expected to close the agency permanently. That can't happen soon enough. I'm Steve Woodward, and I just teed off.